So one of our favorites we get to talk to that breaks down film like nobody else. I mean, he's just got his head in it all year round and really has a great eye on it. Andy Benoit joins us. And Andy, I want to talk to you a little bit. We'll start with the Titans. I know we're going to get everywhere, but around the Titans, when you started to look at Marcus Mariota and really break him down this summer, what stood out to you as his biggest need to develop?
Probably consistency of accuracy. He, for a guy that has a good, concise throwing motion the way he does, typically guys like that are more accurate. And there was an inconsistency there last season for a variety of reasons. But just at the 30,000-foot perspective, I think Mariota can be expected to be a more accurate passer, and I would hope that's what they're drilling into him this year.
I saw you tweeting about this, and I've got to give us a lot of credit, because that's what we do here on the show, is give ourselves credit, that we are huge Kevin Byard fans, and we have been for quite some time. And I saw you tweeting about his ability. I know you were at camp, and his ability to sort of develop into a star, and really just the overall secondary. You like where this group is headed right now.
I like Kevin Byard a lot, yeah. And most of these tweets are from watching film of last season, and Byard stood out each week and probably more each week as the season progressed. What really you notice with him, two things, and both are vital traits for being a safety in today's NFL. One is he can cover tight ends man-to-man, and I would imagine he'll improve in that area with experience moving forward. And then the other thing is he's very good at filling against the run. He's one of the best in the NFL, in fact, at coming down from the box or coming down from a high safety position and filling into the box. He's a good run support safety. And they do a lot of things with their safeties there. Dick LeBeau uses three of them a lot of the time, especially in obvious passing situations. They want diversity at that position. I would imagine he's going to be a bigger part of what they do this year.
You also tweeted that depth could be a concern, though, with this group. And they obviously invested heavily in signing Logan Ryan and drafting Adoree Jackson. But as a whole, the secondary didn't play well against the Jets in the first preseason game. How big a concern is this group for you overall and from a depth standpoint?
I think the depth is concerning because, I mean, let's say Logan Ryan's up and down, which he was at times in New England earlier in his career. Let's say Adoree Jackson takes some time to transition. Right there, you've got a problem because they don't have a lot of starter quality type guys at all on the roster behind them. They are one deep or zero deep, one level at across the board at cornerback. Now, they're better than they were a year ago. They're in a better situation. But all it takes in the NFL, especially, all it takes is one weak cornerback, and now teams know exactly how to game plan against you. And Tennessee does not have a lot of cushion in that regard.
We're talking to Andy Benoit, NFL analyst and staff writer for Sports Illustrated and Monday Morning Quarterback. One of the things I love about the way you study it and look at the game is sort of it makes you more capable than many of figuring out what things can look like this year. So when you think about the weapons that have been added to the Titans offense specifically, have they added weapons that will actually play to the skill set that Mariota has in your mind?
That's a great question. I think so. What's interesting with Tennessee, it's hard because they basically have two offenses, and this impacts Mariota. One of them is the heavy personnel, smash mouth running offense where they'll play six offensive linemen or more often it's two running backs or two tight ends or sometimes both. And they're a very run oriented group. And then when they get into obvious passing situations, and they were probably the best 2-minute offense in the NFL last season. I don't think anybody noticed, but each week on film, it was apparent. And then the numbers bared that out. When they get into those obvious passing situations, they spread out and they're a very horizontal offense, much more similar to what Mariota did at Oregon. Not the same thing, but the field is now spread. So he has two different type of offenses to account for, and that makes it more impressive what he's done. The question is, how do you fit your personnel in a way that allows those offenses to sync up and become one offense and become a more dimensional all-around passing game? And that brings us back to the speed at wide receiver. And I'm not sure, and we'll find out about their first-round rookies and some of these new guys, but I'm not sure they've got quite enough of it there, which means if they're going to pass vertically, they're going to stretch the field, they'll have to do it by play action and out of play design. And that gets back to now they're going to be a running offense in that case. You're going to line up in running formations, and that's how you're going to throw. And that can help Mariota. That takes the burden off of him. And maybe that's the kind of quarterback they feel he needs to be, especially at this stage of his career. But we don't know for sure. They were so different from one offense to the next last season. It's hard to know exactly what they'll be. But if they're going to play to their personnel with Corey Davis and Eric Decker, Rishad Matthews, those are not fast receivers. And so they're going to have to manufacture a vertical passing game for them. They're not going to just line up and have those guys run by people.
Andy, you had a chance to be at the Texans-Patriots practice, sort of co-practice there. Certainly, what were your thoughts having laid eyes on Deshaun Watson and that quarterback situation? And, of course, are the Patriots going to go like 100-0 this year, or what's their record going to be?
Right. Well, and I was there last week. So, right, even my editors wanted me to be there for the joint one because obviously it saves us money, but I went the week before. So I went from Virginia, West Virginia, up to Foxborough, and I saw those teams. I saw Houston 4 days and New England 2 days. And I think what stood out, you know, guys, I'm always a little bit hesitant as well to analyze players at training camp because they're practicing. You know, I would never want someone to look at the rough draft of an article I wrote and have me be critiqued that way too. So I take it all with a grain of salt. I think with Watson, what stands out is if he's going to play, and I don't think he'll play anytime relatively soon. He might play at some point this season. I would imagine they hope he doesn't have to, but he's a very comfortable player on the move. And if they're going to play him, I think they're going to have to put him on the move. And part of that, you know, he's similar to Russell Wilson as a passer in that he's a touch passer. He does not have a gun. Wilson has a better arm than Watson, in fact, but he has an excellent feel for touch passes. And a lot of that comes that the best way to emphasize that as an offense is to put the quarterback on the move out of the pocket. And that's where you get the touch passes. So I would think they'll tailor the offense to him that way. But again, they're hoping they don't have to do that. They want Tom Savage running the full offense right now. And this is his fourth season there. So the expectation is he should be able to.
We're talking to Andy Benoit, and as usual, you've changed my whole mind, Andy. I can't imagine the thought of somebody critiquing my ability in a concert based on how I play in a rehearsal. So you've totally changed my mind on that. So tell me this before we let you go. In your mind, who is the favorite at this point in the AFC South?
Oh, gosh, that's the other thing my editors make me do is predict this stuff for the magazine in our preview issue. And the AFC South's the one that I basically put into a hat and drew names out of. I think Jacksonville's the riskiest pick because of the Blake Bortles factor and what are you going to get from him. Tennessee has more questions than the other teams, mainly because Indianapolis does have Andrew Luck. He's the best QB. And then Houston has the best defense. So the safe pick, it depends on your perspective. Do you take the best defense or the best quarterback? We're talking Houston and Indianapolis that way. And at this point, it's anybody's guess. But, hey, guys, if Tennessee went 11-5, I don't think that would shock very many people in the NFL either. That's a hard division to pick.
It's fantastic stuff. You can read him at Monday Morning Quarterback, mmqb.si.com. Follow him on Twitter at Andy_Benoit. Andy, we appreciate your time, man. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, of course. Anytime. Thanks for having me.